ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग वन चैप्टर फ्रॉम भगवद गीता 13th चैप्टर। द सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज नेचर, द एंजॉयर एंड कॉन्शियसनेस। In Sanskrit it is called Pitra, Pitravya. Pitra means the field, just like an agriculturist, they work on the field, they worker or the agriculturist owns the land and he works there, and according to his labor he enjoys the fruits. Similarly, we have been given this body as a field of activity. Every one of us, not only human beings, but also other living entities. There are 8,400,000 forms of living entities. Jalajanamulukhani. In the water, there are 900,000 forms of living. Then, Jalajanamulakhani Sthavara Lakhaminshati. Sthavara means the living entities who cannot move, just like the trees, plants, grass, vegetables. They are standing in one place. They are also called having no leg. Ahastani sahastana. Apadani chaduspada. This is nature's law, that the living entities which have no hands, they are eatable for the living entities who have hands. Ahastani sahastana. Apadani chaduspada. And the living entities which cannot move, they are the food for the living entities which has got four legs. Nunam mahatanatatra jiva jivasya jivanam. In this way, the weak is the food for the strong. This is the law of nature, that one living entity is the food for another living. So, when a person eats another living entity, it is not unnatural. This is nature's law. But when we come to the human form of living entity, you must use your discrimination. Just like one living entity is food for the another living entity, it does not mean in the lower animals. Sometimes the father and mother eat the offspring. But in the history of human society, it has not come into notice that the father and mother eating the offspring. But time has come when the mother is killing offspring. That has come already. This is due to Kali Yuga. So, here, Arjuna's question is to understand the feet and the worker on the feet. He questions Arjuna was. Arjuna inquired from Krishna, Prakritiṃ puruṣaṃ caiva cetraṃ cetrakaṃ nevaca etat veditam icchāmi jñānaṃ jñāṃ ca keśava. Krishna, another name is Keshava. So, he is addressing Krishna, my dear Keshava. I want to know these subject matters, Prakriti, Purush. Prakriti means nature, material nature. And Purusha means the enjoyer, just like the living entity. We are trying to enjoy this material nature. Another Prakriti Purusha. Purusha means, real Purusha means the supreme enjoyer, God, Krishna. And Prakriti means which is enjoyed. Another meaning, Prakriti means woman, and Purusha means man. So, this material world is going on. One party is trying to enjoy, and the other party is being enjoyed. So, Arjuna wanted to know what is the distinction, what is the integral part and parcel of this Prakriti and Purusha. Then, Kshetram Kshetravya. Va means one who knows. And Kshetravya, and one who knows the thing. Just like the agriculturist, the cultivator, he knows that this is my field. He works there. Different cultivator works in his own field. So this khetra means this body. Khetra, the field of activity. We have got different field of activity. So khetra, khetra, gancha, khetra, neva, etat veditam icchāmi. My dear Krishna, I want to know from you. Why he wants to know from Krishna? Because Krishna is infinite. Whatever knowledge we get from the infallible, that is perfect knowledge. Ordinary human beings, they are not perfect. Ordinary human beings are subjected to four deficiencies. We are ordinary human beings. We commit mistakes. That's a fact, every one of us. We are illusion. Our senses are imperfect. And with all these paraphernalia, when you want to teach, that is not teaching, that is cheating. Because I am imperfect. How can I be teacher? That is not possible. Therefore, we have to learn from a person who has no defects in his life, or a liberated person. A liberated person means he does not commit mistakes. He is not illusion. He does not see, and his senses are not imperfect. This is the four signs of liberated person. So, our process, the Krishna consciousness movement means we take knowledge from Krishna, who is liberated from these four kinds of deficiencies. That knowledge is perfect. Similarly, Arjuna is also inquiring from Krishna. Etat veditum iccha. Etat vedit. Etat veditum icchami jnanam jayam chakrisha. What is actual knowledge? And what is the subject matter of knowledge? That means six questions are presented by Arjuna before Krishna. One, pyas prakriti purush, chitra chetravya, and jnanam jayam. What is knowledge and what is the subject matter of knowledge? Six questions. Bhagavan was. Now here Krishna is speaking, but Vyasadeva, who recorded this dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, he is writing Bhagavan was. He does not say Krishna was. Krishna may be misunderstood. But Krishna is Bhagavan. He wants to stress on this point. Krishna Sru Bhagavan Svayam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated by Vyasadeva that Krishna Sru Bhagavan Svayam. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller. So Parama means the Supreme. So every one of us, we are more or less controller. But we are not Supreme controller. We must know this. Ishara Parama Krishna. There are some men who claim to become Ishvara, to become God. So we have no objection that if somebody says, I am God or I am controller, we have no objection. But if somebody says that I am Supreme God or Supreme Controller, then we have objection. Supreme means he has no control. And ordinary controller, just like we are, you are controller, you are controlling some sphere of life, I am also controlling some. But I also being controlled. But Ishvara Parama Krishna means he is the supreme controller. He has no controller over him. He controls everyone. But he is not controlled by anyone. Therefore it is called Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. These are the basic statements, and our process of knowledge, Veda. Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda Veda Jnana. Supreme knowledge, perfect knowledge, that is Veda. So, Krishna is the supreme person. He is the speaker of Veda. The subject matter of Veda is to know Krishna. Veda is the sarvai ahamaiva vidyam. If you are a student of Veda, then you must have clear conception of God. That is real knowledge. No vague idea, but clear concept. That is knowledge, Vedic knowledge, ultimate. Therefore, the Vedanta philosophy. Veda means knowledge, and Anta means the ultimate. Everything has got ultimate. So Vedanta means the ultimate knowledge of Vedas, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita is mine, in the 15th chapter. Veda is the sarvai ahamiva vidyam, Vedanta vidyam. Vedanta the preacher Ahom. So he is the compiler of Vedanta philosophy and he is the knower of Vedanta philosophy. Therefore, Arjuna is asking from Krishna because he is the ultimate and ultimate supreme person means Bhagavan. Bhagavan means opulence and Bhagavan means one who possesses the word Sanskrit, but it is added when there is the question of possess, but and but prakar. This is Sanskrit grammar. So Bhagavat, Bhagavat means opulence. Opulence means six kinds of opulence. Sarishar Japur, all wealth, all fame, all strength, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation. These are the opulences. We can have some money. You have some money, I have got some money. But none of us can claim that I have got all the money. That is not possible. That is claimed by Bhagavan. I have got some strength. You have got some strength. But nobody of us can claim that I have got all the strength. So one who possesses all the wealth, all the strength, all the fame, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation, he is called Bhagavan. The meaning of Bhagavan in preach. Sarai Sajya Purna. Therefore, Vyasadeva says, Bhagavan Vasa. He is not ordinary person speaking, who is full with all knowledge, because that is the qualification of Bhagavan. He is competent with all knowledge. So Bhagavan was. So what does Bhagavan say? Idam sariram kaunteya khetram iti abhidhiyam. My dear, kaunteya, Arjuna. Arjuna, another name is Kaunteya, because he is the son of Kunti. His mother's name is Kunti. Therefore, he is addressed as Kaunteya. And Kunti has got relationship with Krishna. Kunti is the sister of Krishna's father, Vasudeva. Therefore, out of affection, for his heart, he is addressing Arjuna as the son of his aunt Kunti. Kaunteya. Idam sariram kaunteya kshetram. The field of activity, it is of your faith. These two answers, out of the six questions, Khetra, Khetravda, Prakriti, Purush, Gyan, Gyan. He is answering the first two prayers. What is Khetra? The Krishna says, this body is the Khetra. Khetra means this body. And Khetravda, he talks of the Vyakti. This body, one who knows this body. Ekajavetti tanga prahu kshetrajna. He is called kshetrajna. It's like, I know my body, the pains and pleasure of my body, the necessities of my body, how I am situated in this body, I know. You also know. You are about your body, and my body. About my body, you do not know. What pains and pleasure I am feeling, what pains and pleasure you are feeling, I do not know. But I know the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. Therefore, in relationship with your body, you are Kshetrajna, am in relationship with my body, I am Kshetra. My body is Kshetra, the field of activities. And your body is the field of activities. So this is clear conception of Kshetra and Kshetra. The body is called Kshetra, and the knower of the body, if you simply study our body, if you simply take this question little seriously, whether I am this body or I am different from my body, you study each and every part of your body, you study your finger, you know, or I know it is my finger. I do not say it is I finger, it is my finger. Therefore, I am different from my body. Just like I say it is, this is my issue. So I am not issue. But similarly, you study every part of your body. You know that it is your body. You are not this body. This is study. This is meditation. First of all, study your body. Whether you are body or you are different body. That is actually, the other day I was speaking, that a man's father has died and he is crying, my father has gone. So my father, your father is lying on the bed. The father which has seen so long, lifelong, the body that is on the bed, why you are crying, your father is gone. That means he has never seen his father. Neither the father has seen his son. Everyone sees his body, but not the owner of the body. That is the defect of modern education, that everyone by contemplation can understand that this finger is my finger, not I finger. Still he cannot understand that he is different from his body. That is to be understood. That is real knowledge. Kshetra, Kshetra, Gaya, Jnanam. One should have very clear knowledge that I am not this body. This is my body. You are not this body. It is your body. You are spirit. I am spirit. We are different from this body. This is the first instruction given in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Devasya yatha dehi tomāra yuvrana jara tatha dehāntara prāpti dhīrasatta namayati. We are not this body. I am not this body, you are not this body. We are changing body every moment in perception. Changing body. Sometimes it is thought that the child has grown now to become a boy. But he has not become suddenly born. The body has changed. Body has changed every minute. But all of a sudden, at a certain moment, we see that the body has changed. So, this is real knowledge, that I am not this body, I am changing my body, and when I shall finally change this body, I will get another body. This is my position. Tatha deham para prapti. So, Krishna says, etagra vetti tam prahu kshetraga. It is a vidaha. If one understands that he is not this body, he is different from this body. From practical example and practical experience, one can understand it. Especially human being can understand it. And if the human being neglects this understanding, then he remains animal. So he will go for all. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Jashāta buddhi tunate tidhākute sadhittala prādhisubhavama yujyati jaktīta buddhi salivena karhiti janesu avidhinsu saiva bhokara. Jashāta buddhi tunate tidhākute. This body, according to Ayurvedic system of medicine, this body is made of three elements. Kapha, pitta, vata. Nucleus, bile, and kapha. So tridhātuke, this body is made of material elements. And spirit soul. I am not material element. Aham brahmasmi. I am spiritual. This is knowledge. But if one does not take this knowledge, he remains with the bodily concept of I, I finger, not my finger, then he is in ignorance. I head, not my head. Nobody says I head. Everyone says my head. And find out who is I. This is knowledge. Therefore, Krishna says, Etadabhitti, one who understands the simple education in the beginning. Etadabhitti, when one understands this, that I am not this body, I am the owner of the body, I am the occupier of the body. The body is just like a rented house. And there are two interested persons. One is the occupier and the other is the owner. That is explained. That I am the occupier of this body. I am not actually owner. The owner is Krishna or God. This house is owned by Krishna or God. But just like the pig, the agriculturist, the cultivator, takes the land from the king or the government. He pays little tax and he works on it. Similarly, everything belongs to God. Ishavasamidam sattvam. Nothing belongs to us. We also belong to God. This is knowledge. But God has given this piece of farm or land for our activities. That is it, friends. The next verse. Krishna says, Hetragdhan chapi manavidhi. Hetragdhan means head body, hetra. And the living entity is the occupier of this body. The Krishna says, there is another occupier, interested person of this body. Hetram Gansapi Manavidhi. That is myself. Hetram Gansapi Manavidhi Sarva Khetre Subhara. So what is the distinction between these two persons? One is the occupier, and the other is the owner. He says, to sarva-khetre to bharata, in all different bodies, I am the owner. The living entity is the occupier, just like a big landlord. He has got many houses, and in each house or each apartment, there are separate tenants. Similarly, everything belongs to God. Isamaso, idam sadvam. Everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to us. But the same relationship, he is the owner. We are simply occupied. There are two persons interested in this body. One is the individual soul living entity, and the other is the super soul, God. He is also within this body. Where he is staying? Ishara sarvabhutana ridde se arjuna tishtati. God is living within the core of the heart and the living entity. He is also living within this core of the heart. They are living just like two birds sitting on the branch of one tree. These are the Vedic statements. There are two birds sitting on the branch of the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree and the other bird simply witnessing. This is the Vedic statement. So, the eating bird, we are living entity. We are eating the fruit as we are working. And the result of our working, we are enjoying. But God, the super soul, he is not interested in eating the fruits of the tree. He is self-satisfied. He is simply observing how you are working. Because we are working with this body, and God is situated in the same heart. The God is there, and his individual soul also there. Why he is there? Because he is praying. Sri Ramasara Bhutana. It is stated in the Vedas that two friendly birds, God is our actual friend, while we have friends, Sri Ramasara. He is simply trying to turn our face towards him. So long he does not do so, he is changing different bodies. And God is also going with him. He is so friendly. Just to advise him in due time that why you are changing from one body to another, one body to another. Why don't you come to me and live peacefully, blissful life? That is God's mission. Jada jada hi dharma sabdhani bhavati tadatmanam sajamyaham. So, God is so great friend of us. He's always witness. And as I am desiring, God is giving us facilities. All right. You want to enjoy like this, you take this body and enjoy. Actually, you are not enjoying. When you have no discrimination of food, we can eat anything and everything. Let's say the hogs and pigs. So, God says, all right, you take the body of a pig and hog, and you can eat even up to pigs too. I give you the facility. That is, as you are desiring, so God is supplying a type of body for our enjoyment. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese urdhva tishtati Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantarurhani mayayam. He orders material nature that this individual soul wants a certain type of body to enjoy like this. So give him. So material nature immediately makes ready a type of body. Janjamabhapi smaran lokini tajantpandhi. So at the time of death, as our desires, my mind is obsessed to a certain type of desire, we immediately similar body is ready. Even a prema, by superior law, the living entity is entered into the womb of a particular mother and he develops the particular body. Then he comes out and enjoys the suffering. This is going on. Bhutta prajivati. So, God is witness. He is along with us always. Whatever we are desiring, whatever we are working, he is witness. And he is giving the result. Therefore, Krishna says, Hitragvan kati manavithi. I am also one of the occupants of this body. But what is the difference between you and me? You know simply about your body. I know everything of everyone. That is it. Ketrangan sabi manjindhi. Sarva khetre. God knows what are the desires and activities of a little ant, and He knows what are the desires and activities of Lord Brahma, the biggest of the biggest living entity within this universe, and the smallest everywhere. God, it is said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam vidyesarjuna tishtati. He is situated in everyone's heart. It does not mean that He lives in the Brahmin's heart and not in the ant's heart. Everyone's heart. A small insect, a full-stop-like size. It has also the same anatomical, physiological structure of the body, and the same way jumping and enjoying, you might have seen. So there is no difference between the bodily construction. Everyone has got heart and everything, complete. But according to the desire and form, we are making different types of body. This is called material existence. So long we shall desire to enjoy this material world, God will give us facility to possess a similar body so that we can satisfy our desire. Therefore, He is situated witness, Hanumanta Upadrashta. He is overseer. And without His sanction, you cannot act. We cannot act. Therefore, His name is Hanumanta. He gives sanction. All right, you want to do it, do it. Anyway. But ultimately, Krishna advises, that in this way, we'll never be happy. This constant change, repeated change of body, and different types of desire, if you continue, you will never be happy. Therefore, we advise, sarva dharmān parityajya, māmekam saraṇam vraja. You just surrender unto me, and just engage in my service, then you will be happy. So here it is said, kṣetra-graṁ ca api māna-vinti, sarva-kṣetreṣu bhāratam. Kṣetra-kṣetra-dvayam jñānam, yaj-jñānam matam. So this is jñāna, knowledge. We must know what is this constitution of the body, who is the occupier of the body, who is the supreme occupier of this body, how they are acting, how the bodily changes are taking place, and how we are suffering in this, I say, purposefully suffering. Because in the material world, there is no enjoyment. It is illusion. It is only suffering. Only suffering. Dukkhalayam adhāsatam. This place is dukkhalayam. Simply for suffering. And if you say, never mind, it is, I shall stay here and continue that, then it is adhāsatam. That also will not be allowed. You cannot stay. You have to change the position. This is material condition of life. So, Krishna, yadā-yadāhi dharma-sajñāni bhavati bhārata, He comes down to instruct us that this sort of life, materialistic way of life, will never make you happy. You take to Krishna consciousness, you surrender unto me, act according to my advice, then you will be happy. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And there are other persons also, their bodies are made. So, that combined growing of all the inhabitants in the sun planet is coming out as sunshine. And that is impersonal. But the source of this impersonal energy is Param. What is that? Hindu Hanuman?
There are many celebrations and pujas in the Hindu calendar. Do these elevate us spiritually?
Well, everything requires some training. If you are thoroughly trained up, this little business is not very so important. But for the neophyte, for the lower grade person, this training is better. But nobody is following in these days. Therefore, in this age of Kali, it is recommended a common formula. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogyevalam, Karo Nasi, Vanasi, Vanasi, Vakadiran. In this age of Kali, it is not possible to follow all the regulations of righteous of any dharma, either Hindu dharma or Muslim dharma. They are now being now. So under these circumstances, it is recommended that you chant the Lord's name. That is very good. That will help you in advancing in spiritual life very easily. So, it does not mean that we are chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, you have to chant also Hare Krishna. Our request is that you chant God's name. If you have God, the name of God in your religion, you chant that. It does not mean that we have to chant Hare Krishna. If you think that Krishna is the name of the Hindus, no, if you have God, everyone's religion, we suppose, there is some name of God. So you can chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended this, that there are hundreds and thousands of names according to time, country, place, circumstances. They call God by different names. So, you can chant whatever you know as God's name. Otherwise, we are distributing this knowledge, chant Hare Krishna. You can chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Krishna says that he will get another body, and there are 8,400,000 different forms of God. So he can get any one of them. There is no guarantee that he will have again the human form of body. There is no guarantee. So the change of body means the soul. First of all, it is decided, karmana daiva nakshringa. Just like the judge discriminates the actions of the complainant and the responder, so he gives judgment. Similarly, daiva nakshringa, by superior investigation, it is ascertained this man is dying. What body he will get next. That is decided. Then, as soon as it is decided that you have to enter such and such body, then you give up this body and enter that body. Immediately. It is saying, the example is given just like when you walk, you put your step 1, 2, like this. So, when you understand that your step is on on ground, then you just lift the another step and push forward. Similarly, as soon as it is decided, according to his karma, what form of body he will get, then I give up this body and enter into the womb of the mother of a certain type of body and develop that body and then come out.
Brahman
or Brahman? Brahman. Brahman means spirit soul. Brahma means spirit soul. Every one of us, we are spirit soul. We are covered by this material body. So, when we understand that I am not this out of external body, I am Brahma. That is called Brahma Gyan. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasuchati Nakantati Samatharvesu Bhutesu Madhvakti Dhvati Param. This is the Brahma-bhuta stage explained in the Bhagavad Gita. When one is fully confirmed that he is not this body, he is Brahma. That is called Brahma-bhuta. When one understands that he is Brahma, then prasannatma, he becomes jubilant. He is no more morose. His anxieties are over. Brahma-bhuta prasannatma, no sochati, no kankati. He does not narrate. He does not hankar, samasarvesu bhutesu. Then he sees everyone is Brahma. The outward body is different. In this way, when he is situated, he can be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Madhvakti dhavati param. This is the different stages. So first of all, we must realize that I am not this God. The same example. I am not finger, my finger. I am not head, my head. In this way, when you come to the pure understanding that I am not this body, I am pure spirit, soul, that is Brahma. That is Brahma. I am already Brahma, but I am now forgotten. I am thinking I am this body. This is my misfortune. And when you come to this understanding that I am not this body, I am Brahma, that is called Brahma. Chant Hare Krishna. That is the best method in this time. If you chant Hare Krishna, it has no expenditure, there is no loss, and you understand everything very clearly.
Prabhupada, that there's a controversial subject matter, which is dealing with the gopis. And we would like to know how to view these dealings from a
source. So don't try to understand his dealings with the gopis first. First of all, try to understand Krishna. Just like if you want to know somebody, first of all, you should know him, appreciate him, what he is for him. Then you can inquire about his family affairs. Don't try to understand his family affairs immediately. First try to understand Krishna, then you know him.
How can we accept Lord Krishna as a godly person, as a divine person, or as God, when Arjuna, after the battle of Kurukshetra, asked Krishna to repeat the instructions?
Repeat the instructions? Well, Krishna instructed and Arjuna listened to him. That's all. He never asked to repeat him. But you get this information. You never ask him to repeat. But you get this information. He never said, repeat. He understood. Immediately, as Krishna said, he understood Krishna. And he acted according to Krishna's instruction.
Is there a difference between the spirit and the soul?
No, soul means the spirit. There is no difference. What you speak about soul, that is speak about the spirit soul, right? The same. It is finer than the intelligence. Indriyani pranarahu indriyabha paramana manasastu paro buddhi buddhya puja paro. Our gross understanding is our senses. The man is body senses. But above that understanding there is a mind, the master of the senses. There is subtle. Senses are gross. But mind is subtle. I know you have got mind. You know I have got my mind. But you don't see where is the mind. Then above mind there is intelligence. That also you do not see. And above intelligence there is soul. So how you can see? You can see, you cannot see anything. Subtle material objects, mind, intelligence, and how you can see the spirit soul. So, at the present moment, we have more eyes to see. The dimension is stated in the Vedic literature, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. So that is not possible. Therefore, we have to perceive that here is the man living, and the same man, the same hands and legs, now dead, because that small particle of spirit is gone.
Two great Western religions believe in judgment, and the two great Eastern religions, he said, Hinduism and Buddhism, believe in reincarnation, which is actually the fact.
Judgment is also fact, and incarnation is also fact. After judgment, there is incarnation, I have already explained. When the judgment is given, then the soul is transferred to a different body. So, the transmigration of the soul is called incarnation. And without superior judgment, the transmigration of the soul does not take place. So both of them are correct. Now join with us chanting Hare Krishna.